It's now 22 minutes past 10, and hello, I've got somebody with me. Hello.
Howdy.
How are you doing, Finn?
Oh, I'm good. Yeah.
You snuck in on me.
How about yourself? Yeah, I've been working on not clomping.
Oh, right. So did you come along under the desk?
Yeah, well, I'm flat-footed, so if I was to do anything else, yeah. I don't have the flat knees, though, so no. I'm an incredibly silent crawler.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Okay, hey, so what have you been doing this week?
I got my second video game out.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You might know I specialize in games for bands. And so you release a music video and then the music video basically is in the world of the game, and then you can play the game after you watch the music video. So Adam Hadaway has a new single out, Ain't No Surprise, produced by Marlon Williams. And in the music video, you see that there's a little sphere, little man in a little tiny microscopic sphere swinging around Adam, who's too hungover to wake up, and trying to wake him up. So that's what you do in the game. You swing into his orifices, and then it turns into a 2D side-scrolling shooter, and you shoot all the spiders inside him that have infested him in his moment of weakness when he's hungover.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's certainly...
I mean that.
Thank you. It's incredible.
You're a
like
man
it's
of many talents.
Thank you. So that's this project wrapped up. And now I'm just looking.
Wouldn't have taken a small amount of time.
No, it took about maybe an eighth of the time as the first one. So I am a lot faster now, getting these deadlines turned around.
So would that come under the category software programmer?
Yeah. Software programmer. I programmed a piece of software for Adam.
Oh, I must look at it. Sounds great. How long does this whole thing take you to get rid of the spiders? Well, as long as it takes you, I guess.
I reckon you could get it all done in a quarter of an hour. But you can, I'm working on putting a sort of endless mode in there. But yeah, it's got a photorealistic Adam Hadaway that we scanned and we made into this, like, all of the pores on his body and all of the, like, little eyelashes. I put it through the software. He scanned all the way from Melbourne, his face. And I put it through the software. It didn't look like him at all. So I had to go in there with, like, all the little markers and a photo of Adam. I feel like I've had very intimate times with Adam these last 2 months. He doesn't feel that, obviously. But, yeah, I had to make his lips the biggest lips that the software would allow. And then
that?
It started looking like Adam. I think, like... 8 billion microns. Yeah, I think that's it.
And spiders, good for Halloween.
Yeah. Boo.
Right. Okay, I've got some problems lined up for you, believe it or not. No, you'll be able to answer them all. I'm absolutely sure of that.
Dear Phil, I got a problem.
This is about style. You ready? I'm a guy mm-hmm. who has pretty good style. I know how to put together a good fit and dress. I know how to put together a good fit and dress for most occasions. I know how to put together a good fit and dress for most
Doesn't
occasions.
Doesn't know how to put together a good sentence that Karen can understand. But I feel you.
Where my personal style falls short is decor. My room and my flat is the same ambience as a McDonald's bathroom. That's pretty smelly. What can I do to make my room more vibey? And how do I translate my personal style into good interior design?
Oh, that's a great question. That's a juicy one. What's your kind of... Do you have a one-sentence philosophy on home decor, Karen? That you sort of live by yourself? Yeah, but, you know, it's not all about me.
It's just an extension of yourself, isn't it?
Yeah, but sort of making that pipeline from your personal style.
This person
into
can't
the,
do it, yeah.
Yeah. I've had a pretty rocky road, shall we say. Well, I've always loved my interior decor, but I can look outside myself and see that maybe some of it's a bit questionable. Maybe I could run you through just a few of my bedroom fits from my 20s onwards, and you can tell me objectively out of 10.
How long is this going to take?
Maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Well, I can just head out right now if you like.
No, go on then, your 20s. Don't start at the 10s. Let's go.
No, go start with the 20s.
Yeah.
All right, so I stapled all
Time
of,
is on.
I stapled all of my clothes to the ceiling for soundproofing, and then they got infested with spiders, which is, I guess, a rhyming sort of
Eek.
Situation. Yeah.
Right, okay. Was that just for music
Ostensibly,
reasons?
But I was kind of like, I'm cooking here. I got something going.
What about when you needed to wear something?
Well, you'd pull, if I changed my mind, I think I pulled a beanie off, but everything was going to go to the op shop anyway.
And spiders, what kind?
Well, it was Karori in Wellington, so yeah, maybe some Daddy Long Legs. This is...
What did Marion...
Well, hey, wait. What's the out of 10?
What do you mean?
Give me a rating.
Out of 10 for style.
For style.
That doesn't cover...
Okay, that doesn't breach the ones.
No.
Okay. I've actually got a good one now that I've thought about this question for a bit. There's a website online. So I reckon just start by putting some things you love on the walls. That's kind of a normal thing to do, right, Karen?
We're up to your 30s. Well, there's only a couple of decades, so it's okay. Are you 30
yet? Are we still doing it? I thought you were sick of hearing about my walls.
Well, you're going to do 20s and then... Are you 30?
I am. I'm actually older than 30.
You told me this recently. I've forgotten.
I'm 32.
How old are you? 32. Okay, so what's happened in the last 2 years?
Oh... No, last 2 years is fine. There's nothing crazy about that.
All right.
But there is a website that I want to let you know about, but it's called just The Worst Thing in the World. So I'm really sorry, and I'm not joking. I'm not even trying to be funny. The website is rastabation.com. And what you do is you put an image in there that you like, and instead of going to the printers and getting a whole like A0 poster, it turns into you can print out a whole big poster in A4 sheets, and it fits together perfectly. So it does the maths for you.
Okay.
And you can basically print out 16 pages and then put it all perfectly together, and it's about as big as the poster behind you on the wall there. So if you wanted to, you could experiment very cheaply with gigantic poster designs on your walls.
Why has it got that name as a website name?
Because I think restoration is the process of making an image, doing something with the image. And then, I don't know about it, maybe it's just because it sounds like masturbation. But if this guy has pretty good style, I've heard that you don't want to... People make fun of men's rooms if they're too grey and too black. So I'd say steer away from that, especially the McDonald's bathrooms can get a little like that. I think also maybe the implication is that you don't have to clean as much if you have dark colours all around. So yes, steer away from like plasticky things, or like outfitting your place with like Temu. Wish shopping, you know.
The worst thing I think is when you've got like a bigger, heavy, dark brown throw, which looks like a bear or something, and one pillow. That's kind of grubby.
That's strangely
look.
Specific. I feel like Karen's been burned in the past by the one pillow giant bear rug guy.
Well,
what would you give that out of 10? A negative,
give you negative
100.
you that's also... like somebody save me, save me.
Yeah, it's like I forgot, but I have to actually go immediately.
Or two really manky pillows.
So you can't get away with two manky pillows.
No, just any manky pillows.
Or one pillow. Yeah, one pillow is bad.
Just horrible. I mean, they're so cheap pillows, aren't they?
The more pillows, the better, probably, if they're not manky.
And clean.
And you can enlist a friend, I'd
no
say.
Sweat.
Like, I've found in the past that my friends, if you find the right friend, they'll actually do it for free. They'll sort out your whole living space with you. And they'll do it just from the love of it.
Yeah, but that's not you, is it? This person wants to dress.
But they know you. They're your friend. So they'll be like, oh, well, this is so you. And you can
So this person can ask a friend, can you help me? You know what I look like and what my style is. Can you help me with my room? Kind of hard, hard request, though, isn't it? They'll look at you and go, oh, look, mate,
no,
I've got
no,
other
no,
things
no.
to do
You're
this
fine.
Later weekend.
Trust me, some people are total freaks. They'll love doing that.
They'd enjoy
I've had people come in and decorate my room just for the love of it, for sure.
Who?
Mate. I've got one more for you. I've got one more Finn through his 20s bedroom
style. No, we're
finished
for you. That.
Oh, it's out the window.
Oh, come
I'll tell
on
you
then.
About it later.
No, tell me.
Okay, 69 Goosebumps covers. So like the old children's horror books, you cut off the covers and I made a gigantic mural of them.
I don't understand that. 69 Goosebumps covers.
Yeah, you know those old Goosebumps books?
Not really.
While we're playing my song later, I'll show you the art from it.
Okay. All right. This person says, go to the warehouse. This is great.
Okay.
Go to the warehouse and buy a life, laugh, love wall art thing. They're great.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, that's really good. General philosophy from our house, on the floor, says Tanya.
Is that like that old ad, like, on the floor?
On the floor, yeah. I'm a maximalism a-go-go. I'm a maximalism a-go-go. So love to buy from op shops, markets, antiques. Best to find things you love and you can't go wrong. That's good advice. That's very good advice. It depends what this person's disguise, it's a guy, what their style is and what that... how that would translate into the room. But you've got to put some effort into it. I mean, that's the point, isn't it?
I also don't get too caught up in, like, capturing a style, because that might be what's blocking you right now. You might be putting it on a pedestal.
Blocking you, okay.
What?
All right, we're moving on?
Moving on.
Dear fam, I got a problem.
Right, how do I? This is one that I can totally relate to, and it's a difficult one. How do I keep my flatmate's expensive pot plants alive when they go away during the summer? They've entrusted me with these living things, and I feel totally out of my depth.
Wait a minute. Didn't they leave you with instructions?
Well, that doesn't count. Water the plants. I mean, you know, that's not going to cut it.
No. The expensive plants these days, they've got a whole recipe for care.
Yeah.
I feel like this person's biggest mistake was not being like, excuse me, how do you look after these plants? Can you freeze them?
They've got plenty of time. They haven't gone away yet. It's during the summer.
Oh, cool.
Just freeze them.
That's not, hearing it back from you to me, that's not a good idea.
No, that's correct. But why I said it's a difficult one is because they are, one, they're expensive, yes, and pot plants are expensive these days. You know, they're not cheap things to buy, especially those big things that everybody has, like fig trees and stuff.
Peace lilies.
Maybe they're not a fig tree. They may be a fig leaf thing that everyone seems to have.
Yeah, huh?
Rubber plants, they're relatively easy to look after, a bit old school. But they are difficult to look after, some plants, particularly if you just think, oh, I'll just water them, and you might overwater them or underwater them. That's the big thing.
And you don't know until later on.
Indeed.
Yeah, because they are responsive. I feel like if you stare at a plant, you can't really see what's going on. But if you speed it up, then you're like, these plants are doing stuff. You know, they're thinking, they're having feelings. People have, you know, I don't know if playing at Beethoven is that's they tried that a while ago. Jury's out on that one. So you probably do have to stick with water and amounts of it. I had a cactus once. It actually died months and months and months before I realised, and got eaten out from the inside by rot.
And so
it sounds like I might have. So I would say, honestly, if this hasn't happened yet and you're already asking the radio for advice, just ask the people. They'll tell you exactly how to look after it. And then you have this sort of stopgap where if you do exactly what they say and the plants still die, it's not even on you. You're all good. You got this.
Back to this personal style in the bedroom. Tech says Pinterest.
Yeah, Pinterest.
Always good. And rasterizing is turning a vector graphics image into pixels.
Okay, great. Vector graphics being like lines, I think, and then pixels being the dots as a layperson.
I would say to the flatmate, please leave detailed instructions and possibly sign some contract that says if they die, it's not my fault. Or maybe just say, perhaps you could get somebody who really understands plants more than me.
Yeah, because is this it's flatmates, so then they'd be wanting to bring someone in. So that's a bit more effort. But that's the thing. That's good advice. You don't always have to just do it because you're the convenient person.
Not if there's some possibility that there could be the demise of the particular plants.
Yeah.
Like you might go away for a couple of weeks and that's it.
Good advice, Karen.
Dear fam, I got a problem.
Oh, look, this is a relationship problem. It's a friends with benefits problem, Finn. So my on and off friends with benefits and I have leveled up and are now officially dating. The relationship is new and I'm worried I'm moving too fast with the amount of compliments I give them. Physical touch is also one of my love languages, and I'm worried that me wanting to hug and hold hands in public is too formal or relationshipy with them. What should I do?
What are your love languages, Karen? Do you know all of the five love languages?
I don't. What are they?
Physical touch, as we've heard. I think acts of service, quality time. Well, we might need to get the texties in for the next two.
Right. So this person's, one of them is...
physical touch.
Physical touch, right.
I think it's very sweet that you're worried about giving too many compliments, but don't worry about that. That's so nice. Just keep doing that. That's not a problem. And I don't know, if you want my take on it, I realized at some point in life that being able to ask for unlimited reassurance in a relationship is the hack. I don't know how universal it is, but like not having a limit on the amount of reassurance that you can ask for is so calming. You won't even end up using it that much. And I just think if you can broach that or get that habit going early in the relationship, then that's really great. And this might be a good testing ground for that. Yeah. Too many compliments never a bad thing, but also this person might have different needs around being in public and public displays of affection. So I'm just so stoked that you're obviously in such an exciting space where you have friends with benefits and now you're going out with this person. Yeah. I think in terms of problems, you're nailing it. You should try and enjoy yourself. And then, kind of use this as an opportunity to just get some habits of communication going. What do you think, Karen?
I think sometimes compliments can turn a person off, endless compliments, and the other person doesn't realise they're doing it. They're just trying to kind of...
A different take on the compliment idea.
They're just trying to get closer to the person, so they compliment them too much. Yeah. And if you're the recipient of that, it can be a little bit of a turn-off. Also, if that person doesn't naturally hold hands or touch you back, forget it.
Mm.
You know, it's not a natural relationship.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, it's awkward and uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's hard to disentangle... Whether it is that or not, sometimes they're probably thinking, "Oh man, like is it not?" But that's good. And you have made me rethink this compliment thing. I feel like compliments from a space of like security, like if you're feeling secure in yourself and you're giving compliments, I feel like that's a lot easier to never go wrong because it's just like you're just being a nice presence. But if you're saying compliments in a sort of like insecure way, yeah, that might be a little bit of a turnoff, maybe. But yeah, physical touch. Yeah, I hope that this person, look.
Wanting to hug and hold hands in public.
They're saying
that. You don't necessarily want to hold hands in public, do you?
No, they're probably saying that because they're getting vibes that it's not
cool.
Yeah.
With the other person.
Yeah, but you'll be able to find some kind of compromise. You can hold hands when you get home. You can go home, sit on the couch and hold hands.
Then creep up to them and hold hands.
You can hold both hands at home at the same time to sort of make up for the times when you've been out.
Andy says, relationship, just be yourself. Cheers, Andy. I agree.
Yeah.
And if that's a thing for me, when I read that, I think that's not being yourself.
Yeah.
You're questioning yourself. There's a, look, what do I do?
We need to get Andy in here. We need Dear Andy. We don't want Dear Finn.
No, it's still...
Dear Andy.
I should redo the jingle and find an Andy.
Dear Andy, I've got a shame, Andy.
Relationship. Oh, we did that one. Oh, my God. Just ask your partner those exact questions. What, do you want to hold hands? Would you like a hug?
Not on a case-by-case basis.
What do you think of my compliments? Is it okay?
I agree with the text. You said that like sarcastically, but I would actually just say that. What do you think of my compliments? Is it okay?
Not necessarily sarcastic.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Plants. Okay, only water them if the soil is dry. Check it daily. Regarding your personal style, choose colours you love to wear and also art from friends, etc. That's nice.
Oh, beautiful idea.
Yeah, good. And we've got one more for you. Hang on.
Dear Phil, I got a problem.
If only I could find it.
If only she could find it.
Here I am. Here it is. Okay. Dear Finn, it's my niece-in-law's 21st party tonight. Should I be that cool uncle and give her a joint?
Yeah, I reckon maybe. I'm playing at a 21st. My friend asked me to play at their 21st tonight. I'm not sure. Don't think it's the same person at all. But maybe their uncle will come as well. So maybe the uncles of the world are going to spread out across the world tonight, come to the 21st of the world. And I say, read the room. If it's somebody who you can look at a 21-year-old and be like, they get high. You can just see it. And so if the answer is yes, then I reckon give them a joint. But maybe don't be the person to break the ice on that. Maybe if they haven't had their first joint by the time they're 21, then don't be the uncle.
I think that's a trick question.
Well, what would you do?
Well, one, you're
are you an uncle to anyone?
Yeah. One, I'd know whether that was a good thing to do or not. And pretty inappropriate at a 21st if all, you know, 21sts these days are generally every relative comes, don't they?
I actually haven't been to a million 21sts recently, but I have been to one recently and no people there, no parents, no family. All acquaintances. I suppose it depends on if you live in the same city as your family. A lot of these do boil down to read the room and read within yourself. So I say to this texter, just look within yourself. And but uncles, can they read the room? I think is the biggest question here. I think uncles typically maybe, you know, in popular culture are understood as people who can't often read the room. So maybe err on the side of caution. Because you'll just be the weed uncle after that if you read the room wrong. And that sticks. That's going to stick for life.
Right, that's your problems done. Sorted.
Sorted.
I'm playing New Zealand music this morning. I have all morning, Finn. So your choice is?
My choice is the Boxcar Rattle. Wonderful singer Roland Brown, his band. And this is Hallucinogens from the 2011 album. Boxcar Rattle, self-titled.
And I'll just quickly do this text. Would it upset their parents is a question? Yes, good question to ask yourself.
Good question.
And before you go, what was your weekend plans, long weekend?
I actually can't remember. I might go to Armageddon tomorrow. Yeah, so I might see you there. Well, what about you?
Might see me there. Are you talking to... You're not talking to me.
I was looking at you and talking to the audience.
My cosplay uniform. I'm working on it. Right.
See you.
I'm not here next week.
Well, I'll see you after.
Okay.